Well, while we're here, how about we just do a few army stories about dumbassery and gullible motherfuckers?
Damn right!
Even myself. Some of the dumbest sons of bitches that I ever served with. Number one, 9th Infantry Division. I had been in the unit maybe 3 months.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
They were slaving the shit out of me because I could take directions. I didn't require a lot of supervision, and I was not an idiot, so when they give me tasks, I could get them accomplished.
Allegedly.
So, I believe I was some E2 by then. They automatically promoted me as soon as I showed up.
Why?
So I didn't know anything. But, it is what it is. When you're the nug, you're the new guy, you do a lot of listening and not so much talking.
Are you sure about that?
But we had this one guy, and every payday, he would get paid, and the following weekend, he would literally be at the stripper club.
Hello there.
And then come Monday morning, or if it was a 3 or 4 day weekend, he'd have no money.
You have no power here.
And this just went on. It was like his thing. He owed everyone money.
He's making me cry.
And he was an ugly motherfucker. Half his face was his nose.
Indeed.
I know I have a big nose. When you look at me from the side, I got it. But he put me to shame.
Let's pretend that's not true.
Yeah.
Just put me to shame. And he would do this over and over. And you'd ask him. He goes, "Oh yeah, well no, she." And he knew these strippers by name.
Those little girls are the devil.
And he would actually believe that these women liked him. And he would just, as soon as he got money, he was there getting lap dances. Maybe he was getting some other action on the side. I don't know. I never saw him go on sick call for any vada.
Could it be
Because let's face it, you go on sick call for vada, everyone's gonna fucking know.
Will do.
That HIPAA shit didn't exist back then. You get a shot in the ass and some pills for, gonorrhea or gonorrhea light, which is chlamydia.
Notice that this scanner build. Whoa.
Your chain of command's gonna find out. More than likely, when they call your commander, your first sergeant's gonna be in the room. He'll hear it. The CQ will hear it. CQ runner will probably know what's up. Once the CQ and the CQ runner know what the deal is, everyone fucking knows your business.
Oh my God!
That's just the way it works. Kellums was, no, was it Kellum? Yeah. I can't remember his name. I think that was his name. I knew a couple Kellums while I was in the army, like 4 or 5 of them, so that could have been his name. I don't remember.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
But I remember being in the quad, and that's like the bay where we'd have, what, one, two, four squads, and you all shared this community room in the middle. They call it the quad. And from there, you walk down some stairs to go to the formation and what have you.
Go on.
But I remember being in the quad and hearing the platoon sergeant and the squad leader counsel this guy over and over again on his money.
How dare you?
Because every now and again, he would write a bad check. He would get like a company grade Article 15.
Oh, shit.
He'd have to do extra duty for usually 30 days-ish. And he just never learned.
It's because you're a dumbass.
There's a reason why he was in the straight leg infantry, I guess.
Get used to disappointment.
I don't even know what happened to that guy.
Yes. It would move me to tears if I still had tears to shed.